Questions are all around us.
Learn.
A spuggy little drink.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
And it's time to ready, steady, learn. Please say hello to Miriam Seifert. Hi Miriam, how are you?
Hi,
Seifert, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. All good. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, no problem. I've always said I want to meet the doctor or winner of the University of Auckland 3-minute thesis competition. I've always been saying that for months.
Thank you.
Which is a competition challenging postgraduate students to explain what you're doing here, your research at the university, to a general audience in 180 seconds. That is a big challenge.
It is, absolutely.
But I guess the reason they have a contest like that is because if you really know what you want and your focus is right, you should be able to explain it in 180 seconds, right?
Yeah, you should be. But at the same time, you know, you're actually like working in a space or an area where you know a lot about the theory and the literature, etc. But a lot of other people don't really know about it, and you're actually getting
You mean simple folk like me, simple, honest, just layman.
Yeah. But you know, sometimes it's just very, very difficult to actually bring it into normal words that other people can understand. And I feel like this 3-minute thesis actually allowed me to do that.
That's pretty cool. And so, you interviewed 50 clothing companies around the world for your research. What's it all about? We'll give you more than 180 seconds.
Oh, that's very nice. To be honest, in the beginning, I wasn't really looking for just slow fashion clothing as I ended up doing it in the end.
Slow fashion?
So slow fashion is, you all know fast fashion, which is obviously trying to imitate current catwalk fashion that is trendy and fashionable and in season, but at the same time, when it's out of season, you actually throw it away.
Yeah.
And or you might not wear it again and it's just ending up in your closet. And slow fashion, in contrast, is relating to actually slowing down your consumption habits, being more conscious about what you're doing and how you purchase, and buying something that is more timeless, higher quality, that you can really pass on to your children.
Really? Pass on to your children clothes?
Possibly,
I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, I suppose. I guess so. So I mean, say around the world, how far around the world did you? Were companies happy to talk to you about this sort of thing? Or
absolutely. I was in the beginning looking for both fast and slow fashion. But the fast fashion companies, unfortunately, didn't want to participate in my interviews.
Is that because you rang and said, hey, look, I hear a fast fashion company?
I wasn't actually wanting to do anything bad with them or ask any bad questions. I was just wanting to know how they were actually...
So surely you can tell us like a couple of those well-known fast fashion companies that wouldn't let you talk to them?
Yeah, H&M, for example, Zara, Abercrombie & Fitch in the US. So you can use all the information that we have online, but we don't have time to do an interview with you.
Because we're just too cutting edge.
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah. I was a bit disappointed with that, but the thing was, at the same time, I was approaching the slow fashion companies and they were just so friendly and welcoming. They were like, yes, come on, yeah, let's have an interview. We would love to share what we're doing.
Do you believe that in, like, with the benefit of hindsight in a couple of years, you look back and those companies will be the ones who will still be, and they'll still be as comfortable being, you know, like, that feels to me like, yeah, you know, if you're a fast fashion company, then you are desperately trying to grab what you can now. and you know, that sort of more organic sort of way of doing business seems to be where things will go in the future. Yeah, I think there's two ways. It's either going to go super shallow and crap, or we're going to sort of just get over that accumulating too much shit.
Possibly.
And
the thing is with Zara, for example, though, Zara has actually adopted a slow fashion line now. So it's actually quite, they're actually stepping towards this movement because they feel like, yes, there needs to be some change within the industry. But it's just not, I suppose, not that, fostered within the industry just yet. But I think it's growing.
There's a term called anti-consumer, which you sort of saying that... I guess that's what I was trying to say before. It means that, by being an anti-consumer, a company can do better. You know, can be more successful and be more provide a better service to the customers. But I guess anti-consumer sounds like you ain't gonna make any money.
Yeah, it does sound a bit that way, but I guess anti-consumption by reducing or avoiding consumption doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to buy anything at all. It's just about reducing your consumption habits based on what you feel like is going to be of value for you, where you feel like that you can relate to the products, etc., that you can actually identify yourself and possibly actually express yourself with the fashion that you wear. You know,
is loyalty, just like a customer loyalty, sort of
absolutely
part of that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
because I find that there's you can really tell when a business, especially when you're shopping online, is you can really tell when a business has a genuine loyalty, like you actually cares that you bought something, you know, that isn't just flying out the door.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. As well as transparency, being able to actually really, if the customer has a question or someone else comes around and has a question, that you're actually able to show what you're doing and why you're doing it that way.
Does that count for like the production methods and the quality
and
supply chain, all that sort of
absolutely
stuff?
So,
yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow, cool. And so what have you learned?
I felt like that passion is definitely something that is very important for all the companies that I've interviewed, in terms of like having really a genuine passion towards changing the world, trying to create change with what you're producing, with what you're selling, and not just like selling because you want to make more profit in the end. So I felt like that there is like a greater purpose than just actually selling clothes in the end.
See, that sounds positive for human beings, doesn't it? Did you
come
across any companies that have tried the slow fashion method and it hasn't worked for them, and it hasn't been a success?
Well, there are a few companies.
That must be heartbreaking, when you really want to make the world a better place, but no, now we're just poor.
Absolutely. There are a few companies. There is one company in the US that I wanted to interview, but they actually closed down. And I think it was just also because the owners wanted to go towards a different direction, actually wanted to go away from slow fashion. But at the same time,
they panicked at the last minute, is that what you think?
Possibly. And there was also another company that I was about to interview in Australia that was actually telling me that it's very actually hard to make money in that business. And that is fair enough, because you're not necessarily wanting to sell volume. You're wanting to sell quality over quantity, and hence obviously the pricing might be a bit higher and not everyone is able to afford it.
Do you have any New Zealand companies that you think are great examples of slow fashion?
Yes, absolutely. I was talking to We Are on Ponsonby Road.
Oh, yeah.
They do off-duty and yoga clothing, and they were fantastic.
Off-duty yoga clothing?
Yes.
Oh, what's off-duty mean?
casual clothing?
Oh, just standard at ease sort of thing.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, cool. And so that you'd recommend them?
Yes, definitely. And there is a really cool company actually down in Wellington or near Wellington, which is called Thunderpants, and they do underwear. Because underwear is something where we don't really have a lot of organic options available. And
true,
they have
true.
Yeah, really, really cool, funny clothing.
And of course, it's incredibly cheap to buy. You know, you can buy cheap underwear. You know, Duncan Garner found that out at the Cave Mart recently, didn't he? Duncan Garner got between the Duncan Garner. But so I guess that's hard to sort of go, well, we want to make it right. It's like, you know, it's like those nice blocks. Those ice blocks. You've got to make a conscious decision to go out there and make the world a better place. That's really impressive. Cool. How much time do you afford on this?
Well, I have about another year pretty much left before I hopefully submit then the thesis.
Cool. Yeah. Well, good luck with that. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Miriam Seifert, who
Thanks
is the winner
much.
Of the University of Auckland's 3-minute thesis competition. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
Woo!